Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is State Representative Vernon Smith, who for many years now has been organizing the African American Achievers Youth Corps Black Film Festival. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. And so first of all, the African American Achievers Youth Corps is something that has activities throughout the year, I would assume.
Yes. We are a mentoring program for African American boys grades 6 through 12. We've been in existence now for close to 30 years.
Wow.
And we are always promoting events because we need money to be able to provide the activities for the males that we mentor. We provide mentoring services, we provide counseling services, tutorial services, recreation, and a lot of cultural experiences for our boys. This festival, we started 9 years ago, and it is one of our major fundraisers for the organization. We operate the Glenn Theater, which is located at 20 West Ridge Road in Gary. And it's a two-day festival. We start off being a three-day festival, but we had such a light attendance for the third day. We reduced it to 2 days and tried to maximize the participation in those 2 days. The event has been very successful. We bring in artists from all over the United States. We get entries, international entries, as far as submissions. We just selected one entry this year, which is coming from the continent of Africa. I can't remember which country. And I doubt if the person will be in attendance. But we're pleased that we are receiving so many submissions.
So how many films are screened during the course of the festival?
Well, you know, we had this time 91 entries.
Wow.
And what we're doing is we're showing seven of them on the first day, which will be Friday, February 21st. And there'll be six movie shorts and one feature. The feature is Chasing After You. And then we added about 3 years ago a youth segment or student segment. And that will be Friday morning. And we have about 10 entries for those. We will have two sets of students who will come to view the films. So we'll show half for one screening and half for the other screening. We have been going out to the schools and doing this, but they suggested it last year that we ought to invite the students to come to the Glenn. We have been resistant to that thought because that adds transportation.
Right.
But we were able to get a small transportation grant from the Legacy Foundation, so we'll be able to provide transportation to get them there.
Yeah.
And then the last night will be on Saturday night, and we have six entries there. We will not have a feature on Saturday night. We will have six movie shorts.
Wow. Well, so how much time does one, as an audience member, would one devote to attending the festival on either night?
We try to keep it close to 2 hours, but it's more like 2.5 hours to 3 hours because we have to introduce our guests. We have directors and actors and producers and all that come to the film festival. And so we want to give them a chance to be exposed to a Q&A question and answer in a period of time. So it adds, we're trying to not burn our participants out. We really wish we could show more of the films. I wish we could be more like the Chicago Film Festivals where there's a whole week long or 2 weeks. But that doesn't work for us.
Well, I think what you're doing is fantastic, and it really gives exposure to a lot of young filmmakers that's just true. And it gives our community an exposure to a film festival setting, too.
You're right.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Vernon, good luck with the film festival this year. Good luck downstate with the General Assembly.
I think I need more luck down in Annapolis than I do with the film festival.
Probably so. Well, thank you for everything you do in our community.
Well, I thank you, the Arts Commission for funding our project. We certainly could not do it to the level that we do it without your support.
Well,
that's
great. I'm sure the commission is very proud to do it, to be involved. So thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.